welcome to episode 142, you said?
Of Anime and Us.
Of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
Alright guys, last regular episode, we spun the wheel and got
good luck.
The melancholy... That didn't help at all. I think it's the melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya.
Sure.
I don't know if that was right. Oh, wait. There, melancholy. Yeah, I said it right. Anyway, that's it. You know, that's what we got. It is produced, or let's see. 1 second. I'm trying to do a different thing on like a different.
Yeah, you're probably going to need the writer from the actual anime.
Okay, so written by. Wow. 1 second. I think I might need to do the beginning part. So it was originally written by, as a light novel series, by Nagaru Tanigawa. And then it had a couple mangas. You didn't share about any of that. And then the anime. Now, what's interesting about the anime is it originally aired April 2006 to July 2006, but only as 14 episodes. And then they rebroadcast it on April 2009 to October 2009 with 28 episodes. So an extra 14 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So it was supposed to end... I think right before that summer arc.
So, I was going to save this, but the episode order we watched wasn't the episode order.
No. Are you serious?
It wasn't the right order. They uploaded it wrong.
I mean, that how is it mixed up?
So, you know how the whole ending of it was them leading up to the movie?
Yeah.
Well, all that was supposed to be before the actual movie episode that they showed us before it went.
Yeah. That kind of would make a lot of sense.
It was supposed to air like that. And the last episode is technically that episode where they send him to go pick up that air conditioner. And it's just them, that one girl will sit in a room for most of the episode. Just, that was technically the season finale. I guess they uploaded it like that because the season finale we got seemed like a better season finale.
Yeah, it definitely felt like a better season finale. But maybe on the rebroadcast, that's how it was done.
Maybe. But it was definitely not the episode order.
But that wouldn't... So for the final episode on what we watched, being on the rebroadcast would make sense? Being switched around like that? But not the movie being switched around. That doesn't make any sense the way it is.
Yeah, no, because if for some reason...
I just thought it was random bullshit.
We got all the stuff in the... We got the movie before we got the making of the movie.
Yeah.
Which is all the making of the movie was supposed to come first.
Yeah. That definitely should have been aired that way.
Yes.
Whatever. At the end of the day, it's not a huge deal. The premise... A boy, Kion? I don't know. Very average boy. Pretty typical for... Antagonist.
Yeah, he's the normal person in this.
Yeah, he's just a normal dude. The whole show is pretty much narrated by him.
Yeah. I thought I was gonna get annoyed by that. And I did at first, and then I got used to it.
Not only did I get used to it, but it was one of the better parts of the show.
Yeah. So I mean,
and there's not a lot of good parts of the show, in my opinion. Anyway, premise.
I'm gonna just say now we're gonna have a difference in opinions on this one.
Maybe.
Because like there are really bad parts of this anime. But there was a lot of stuff that I liked, too.
Yeah, that so do I. But we'll get to it. Okay. Premise, he's a normal kid starting high school. Well, were they starting high school? Were there any? I don't know. They were, whatever. They were in
they
high
started
school.
In high school, I think. It's freshman year.
And he's sitting in front of this girl who's nuts. Her first day of school, she announces, hey, if you're an alien, if you're this or that, whatever supernatural thing.
Esper or
time traveler. Come to me after school or whatever. And we can make a... Not make a club, because I didn't call it until later, but, like, we can get together.
Yeah.
And she's just nuts.
Yes. Well,
she's narcissistic, and the only thing that matters is what she wants to do. Who cares about anyone else?
Yeah.
She'll physically, mentally, verbally, sexually abuse people to get what she wants, even if it's menial.
Yep.
She's a piece of shit.
She sure is.
And that's it. That's kind of the premise where... Well, not really. They end up making a club together, looking for these people and looking for supernatural events. And the other members of the club are the Esper, the time traveler, and the alien robot thing.
Yeah. Yep.
So the whole show is her not knowing that they're supernatural all around her, but constantly looking for it and never finding it.
Essentially. Because she's some kind of mystical god or something.
According to the Esper.
Yeah, according to the Esper. But with that, at least that's his theory on it. We don't actually, the whole show has this premise that she's some kind of super being.
That she creates through her force of will and want.
Everything she wants happens, essentially.
Whether it's a good thing, never is. Or a bad thing, always is.
Right. So she wants these things to happen. And that's all we really get on it.
Yeah, and that's the big flaw of the show is there's never an arc of her finding out and then her dealing with it.
The biggest...
And us watching her accept it and deal with these things.
I would argue never the biggest happens. Flaw of the show is that there's no overarching connective.
But that would be it, right? If we're kind of on the same page with that a little bit.
Yeah, but it would. You're narrowing down to what it should be. I'm arguing that there needs to be...
You're right.
Even if there was something more that wasn't that was connected to the overall plot, it would have been better.
Yeah, yes.
But there is just nothing there. And
it's just daily episodic episodes of
sometimes
one episode, something happens, next episode, something happens, and then there's a couple chains, two or three times.
There's a couple chains. There's a couple different story arcs. And then every fourth or fifth episode, something like wild and wild happens. It's like, okay. But then that wild thing that happens never comes back.
It doesn't matter the next episode. It's dumb. It's so bad. Like, there's a lot of promise and, like, the comedy lands quite often.
It does.
Surprisingly. And I think that's because of his internal monologue. But other than that, it's like, you got a good premise of, like, wild shit happening, but nothing ever happens.
But, like, just for an instance, the first three episodes we actually watched together. We don't even normally did two, but we're like...
At the end of the second one, it's like, I kind of want to watch another one.
Yeah. And so we watched the third one, and then we were like, oh, I guess this is what's going to be. And then the fourth episode when we'll watch together, and then that fourth episode happens when that girl tries to murder him out of nowhere. It's like, it's like, what am I watching about? And what the hell is...
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, it's just because there was another alien girl who just wants something to change, and then she pulls out a knife and tries to murder him, and then like an alternate reality. I was like, okay, show.
It was a huge tone shift.
Uh-huh.
And mainly just for that one episode.
And that's it, because it never goes back to that tone.
Nope. I mean, there is danger at other times, but like not like
and
that.
And then after that, it spins its wheels for like three episodes with nothing happening.
Oh my god.
And then we get this the Esper story where he's in an alternate reality killing giant like monsters and stuff like that.
And then there's like the alternate dimension dome thing where if it happens inside that dome, it doesn't happen in real life. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Now, the standout episodes for me in this one was the time loop.
For me, it's the opposite. I couldn't watch them. They were so fucking boring. For me, I don't have a standout episode. It's just his inner dialogue and his humor is what stood out to me.
I knew you were going to say that about it. And I felt the same way. But I'm going to explain why it changed my opinion on it. Because, like, so I'm watching these episodes. And I stopped at that summer episode, the very first one. And I'm like, okay. And then I went back the next day. And then it's like, so yeah. So I skimmed through. And I was like, there's different scenes. So I went back.
There's like five episodes or so where they're all the same. There's mostly. Mostly the same.
Eight episodes.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
There's eight. So I went back and I was like, okay, so I guess we're doing this. And, you know, first episode's like, okay, I get it, Joe. And then I figured the third episode, you know, and then they went into the fourth. And I'm like,
the fifth.
And I'm like, but like, at the fourth, and at, like, fourth and fifth, and I'm like, I know this information, Joe. Why you keep showing me the same stuff?
Jumping the shark.
But I started to notice that the scenes were a little different. That the shots were different, that the characters were in different clothing, that the characters said things slightly different. So, yeah, they're repeating the same episode, but they weren't cheaping out on it.
That's fair. I mean, it's still going to be cheaper than making a whole different episode.
True. But I was still getting frustrated, especially when they kept telling me the same information about the time loop over and over again. And by sixth episode, I'm freaking out. It's like, come on.
Is this just going to be the rest of the show?
And then, when it hit seventh episode, it says, I was like, oh, I get you, show. I'm in the fucking time loop.
I get it. Don't care.
I get it. And then I was like, okay, show, you're not going to break me. Let's do it.
No, they broke me on the second one. I stopped watching and skipped.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. And I know you told me not to. I chose not to read that text. I left it on read. I watched the last episode. I watched the first two of the last of the summer episodes.
No. You really need to watch all eight in order
get it. That's not for me.
Yeah, but no.
I get the mood setting, the, like,
look,
we're pulling you into the story.
I understand why you wouldn't do it, and I was getting really angry at the show. I was super frustrated hit midway through because it kept repeating the same information over and over again. And I'm like, and each time the episode ended, because it went through one iteration of it. It's not like they were doing multiples at once, like multiple time loops. Mm-hmm. They just focused on one, and it gets to the end. He can't stop her from
restarting summer,
and then to the next episode over and over again. And then, like I said, by like seventh episode, I was like, "I get you, show. Okay, you got me so mad, and you got me so frustrated, and you got me in the time loop kind of thing." I actually respected the effort they actually and the time that they put into getting that feel across of the time
I would
loop.
Love to see, not love enough to actually look into it, but I would love to see the viewership ratings for those episodes in real time. So, like, mm-hmm. on the seventh episode, like, there's got to be a drop-off.
So, that's my whole question. There's no way this works in a
every week. One episode a week, yeah.
No way. No, but doing it, binge-watching them, really works, because that's what I did.
You can just get through it really quick.
Because you just watch episode, and you can notice what, you can get that feeling. Like,
probably works a lot better that way, I would say.
It does work way better, because I know.
The only thing I would say is maybe they had such a following in Japan from the first series, 14 episodes, that when they showed the second run with those extra episodes, with those summer episodes added, maybe they had such a big fan base that they were like, "F it, let's have fun with it."
But were those 8 episodes in the first run?
I think so. I don't
know. I mean, they were probably in the first run, I would argue, because that's pretty much the highlight, not the highlight as in the best part of the show, but like that is what they're trying. That's their big Magnus open for the series. You know what I mean? There are these 8 episodes of this time loop and how they slightly change things over and over and over and over again.
I don't think that's a trailer for the show. You know what I mean?
But no, but that's obviously the part that the creators wanted to focus on the most.
Maybe. I think it all depends if who's in the first 14 or not. If it was, then yes.
That's what I mean. No,
if it was, then you're 100% right. If it wasn't, then I think it was just them saying, "We got a fan base, let's have fun with it."
Yeah.
And let's play a little trick
on them. That's why I'm a little curious. But like, there...
We'll never know.
Yeah, no. We're not doing the research. We don't do research on this show.
Anything else you want to add to the summer thing?
No, it was... The problem with it, I'll say this, it is very nothing happening. You know what I mean?
The whole show.
Yeah, like, the whole show spins its wheels, especially that one, because it's just them doing the same summer activities over and over again. Yes. Nothing actually exciting has happened.
But the whole show's pretty much that.
Right, it's certain, except for a few episodes here and there. And
I would go so far and not even say a few episodes, a few points in episodes. And maybe one or two episodes, but the whole episode is kind of...
But there's a lot of good ideas here.
There's a lot. So what's crazy is, like, I totally get the mood setting and drawing you in for the slowly paced, and they did a good job of that, mm-hmm. except it's 28 episodes. That's too long for a slowly paced anime like this.
Yes.
You can't do that long. It's too much for me.
But the even worse part is it the fact that I don't think the show is bad by any means. I think they just focus on the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because even when they focus on the things that drove me insane...
Well, I guess that makes it bad, right? Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, but, like, it was still executed well. You know?
Yeah, the good execution.
The slice of life stuff you would think is bad, but it's not really that bad.
That was better than most of the other stuff.
Like you said, the comedy in it still is pretty damn good considering.
It was good. There's multiple points where he's taking photos of the redhead,
mm-hmm.
and she's in a bunny outfit, she's in a maid outfit, a what this or that outfit, and he's got them all saved, and the what's her name, Haruhi, wants him to upload them to their website to kind of attract people,
yeah.
and he's like, "No, absolutely not. It's f***ed up. It's obviously against her will. They're very suggestive photos." And he goes to delete them, and he makes a file for him, and he saves it for himself for later. And it's not a joke. It's just so f***ing funny, even though it's not a joke. And then it comes up again later, where he's like on the computer looking at those photos, and the redhead walks in and is like, "Hey, what you looking at?" And he's like, "Oh, shit."
And that's another thing about the show. If the episodes are played in order, you know that frog suit that came in when in the... that they wore during the job, during the summer thing.
I don't know. I saw that episode. Like, I told you I skipped a bunch.
The time skip has the same set of events in each one. And mm-hmm. one part of this of the time loop thing is they get a part-time job where they're all in frog suits.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The pay for it is that frog suit. If you watch them in order, that frog suit is in the classroom in the later episodes.
So I wonder if that's a mix-up with the upload that we had, or if it's just the creator.
Maybe.
With us.
Maybe.
That could be a thing.
Because there's a lot of little callbacks and touches to other episodes in it. Mm-hmm. So everything still feels connected. It feels like the story is not bad. It's just...
it's not well put together.
Yeah. It's frustrating.
Like, the creator had great ideas, had a great premise, and he's just not the execution.
Right.
He should have given it to someone else.
It's so frustrating because there's a good anime really wanting to come out here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame.
But back to him and his comedy and his inner dialogue, there's a bunch of moments like that that are really funny.
Yes.
There's a different moment, not with his inner dialogue, but with the, this is one of my, probably my favorite moment of the show, but with the Esper, where they're sitting on, I don't remember what episode it was, but they're on top of the roof talking to each other about something, about the events, towards the end of the episode, and the Esper's looking at him as the main character's talking to him, and then he's talking back, he's looking closer. And he zooms in on the mole on the back of his neck. And it's never brought up again. He just, like, focuses on this mole, and the camera zooms in on it, and it's just hilarious.
Yeah, it does that a lot. For some reason, they just hold on scenes for no reason. And I can't understand why they're there or what their purpose is, but we're holding on. Like, that last, technically the last...
I was cracking up when I saw that. He just kept looking at this dude's mole.
For some reason, like, in the
last... and then it cut away.
For, like, the last episode, technically the last episode of the season, not the one that we got, but the one I was talking about earlier, there's a good 5 minutes of them just holding on the alien girl, flipping through a book with noises in the background.
Yes.
For no reason.
For, like, a minute.
Yeah. It's like, why are we holding on this? What's the point of it?
And sometimes it's funny. Like, I didn't laugh at that one.
No.
But I laughed at the mole one. Right. And sometimes it's not. But, like, when it landed, it landed.
Yeah. So I just... I don't understand the show.
But, I don't either.
But it was hard to watch, but it was. I also wanted to watch it.
Some episodes.
Yes.
Other episodes, I hated it.
Yeah, I know. Some episodes, just like, why am I watching this? And then other episodes, like, now I can't stop watching this. I gotta find out what the hell's going on.
Another summer episode. Gotta watch the next one.
Yeah, but not even that. Like,
I see what you mean.
You know... there was, like, one episode where one of the kids just disappeared. Like,
yes, yes.
And then they go into an alternate dimension, they fight a giant flea thing. It's like, what? And then another episode, they're having a video game fight.
Yes. So what's something I actually wanted to touch on is, like, there's a lot of episodes which are self-contained and you think you're never going to see the other characters again.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's you will see them again. So, like, the computer team club, whatever club that is. The one kid goes missing after a while.
Yeah.
And they have to go find him.
That's what I was just talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like, it's a tie-in, and it's done good. Like, most animes would get a whole new character that went missing.
Yep.
And then they'd find him, and then that character would be gone forever.
And they go looking for this kid, and their first introduction to them is the Harmy going in there, blackmailing them for sexual harassment and stealing their computer.
We're almost done with the review, for the most part, but, like, that's something we got to touch on for sure. Is how much of a piece of shit she is.
Oh my god, she is.
So they got their club, and she's like, we need a computer. For whatever reason.
For reasons! Just because I want a computer this day.
So they go to the computer club, and she's like, you guys got all these computers, you don't need them all. Give me that one.
The best one you have.
The best one you have. And he's like, we're not going to give you the best one we have. What are you talking about?
We're not going to give you a computer at all.
So she grabs the redhead girl, and grabs the guy she's talking to, the head of the club, and takes his hand, and makes him grab her tit.
Puts his hand on her tit and then takes pictures of it.
And is immediately saying blackmail. Either you give us that computer or everyone's going to get these photos. And she just keeps taking photos and keeps, like, pushing
them. Oh my god, she sexually assaults this girl. And the girl is there willingly because she's a time traveler from the future. And she's
got a crush on the main guy.
And she's got a crush on the main guy.
Go ahead.
But she's there... because she needs to be there because that's her job to watch over this omnipotent, crazy teenage girl who's sexually assaulted in every other episode. Go ahead.
I also wanted to bring up, this is a bit separate, completely separate, with the time-traveling redhead. that gets sexually abused all the time. She apparently has sex with the main character off screen sometime in the future.
Uh-huh.
Because there is a 3 to 5 year older version of her that comes into the show at some points. And the very first time she showed up, she was like showing him her tits. Like, hey, it's me. You know me. I'm just an older version. Like, look at this mole on my breast. And he's like, what are you talking about? I've never seen that mole. And she's like, "Don't. What do you mean? Like, we've done things." And he's like, what? And she's like, oh, we haven't done those things yet.
Yeah. But they also kind of retcon that a little bit later, because once he knows about it, he finds out about the mole by looking at those photos on the computer.
Yes. But she also said that they've done things, so they do have sex now, in the future at some point.
But is it now a time paradox? Because now she told him maybe it doesn't happen because he already looked at it.
Well, that's completely true.
Yeah, so who knows? But you know what I do like about this show? They have time travelers and stuff like that, but none of that matters.
It's all irrelevant.
It's all irrelevant. It's like, okay, she's a time traveler. Her time travel stuff is just background plot. This is what we're doing this episode. We're going to go catch butterflies this episode.
All right. You want to keep going?
It's a crazy show.
It's a crazy, uninteresting, interesting show.
Yes. It's very unique in it.
It's got that randomness.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually funny.
But what's funny is his dialogue and how deadpan it is and, like, the situations with his dialogue, not the jokes from any other character.
Yeah, no.
So it's a weird, it's funny anime. Yeah. It is actually funny, though. I can't give it an 8, because it's not good.
I'm not giving it an 8.
But it's not middle of the road. I liked it, but I hated it.
I think I'm at a 6.
I think a 6.
I think it's a 6, solid 6, which is odd, because usually when we hate something like this much, it's not even close. But
what's wild is it's equally good.
Yeah, it's equally good as it is bad. In a good way, kind of.
And how rare is it for comedy to land?
Yeah, and it definitely gets points for actually being a comedy that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was interesting. I wish they would do a Dragon Ball Z Kai version of it, where it's you're trimming all the fat,
yeah,
and you're leaving the funny good shit. They did that, I'd watch it again, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Whew.
All right, we are spinning. Wait, we got to compare.
We got to compare. All right, so we got Tsunare. You know what that is.
Nope.
It's Archery Boys.
Oh, okay. Christ, so wildly homoerotic.
The Master of Ragnarok.
I don't remember that. That's 3.
Actually, there's 5 in this, because this was the one that...
Well, we gotta write this shit down.
I have it in my head.
Okay.
Do you want to just get a piece of paper and pen?
No.
I don't think so.
I want you to.
It's your house. I don't know where anything is.
Continue. Galaxy Railway,
Master Ragnarok, Tsunare. That time we got reincarnated as a slime.
That's not last.
No, unfortunately. And Trigun.
There's so many.
That time we got reincarnated as slime, which I'm assuming it's either that or this one as 2 and 3 for you. Because you don't like the...
I think I'll do slime as a second, but if they did do a Kai version of this where they trim the fat and all that, this might be number 1.
Yeah, maybe.
It could honestly be number 1.
It could be.
So, slime, this.
Then we got Archery, Master Ragnarok.
Archery, somehow, Master Ragnarok, and then Railways.
Railways is last. That's
fine. Although, I'm vaguely remembering the Archery one and Master Ragnarok. So, kind of tentative. It could be either one.
Master Ragnarok was the kid who got trapped in the past, essentially, with the cell phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do that one first, then. But it wasn't good.
No, it was terrible. It was harem.
Yeah. Although, arguably, this was a bit of a harem.
No, but it wasn't, though.
No, it wasn't.
Because, yeah, the time traveler girl liked them.
That was kind of it, actually.
Yeah, the other ones did not.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, anyway.
Your order.
Huh?
Your order. Same?
Yeah, it's the same.
All right, that's fine.
Obviously, Trigun's my favorite anime, so it's going to be number 1.
We're spinning for category U. There's not a lot of U left. All the names look pretty trash. Hopefully, we get a pick so we can get the least trash one. Hopefully, we're not getting a pick. Oh, we might. Yes, we got TJ's pick.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
Good.
Pick is not within things.
Oh, so we have to take that out and spin again?
Yeah.
Or do we leave it in?
Because I'm not wasting my pick on...
We leave it in?
I'm good. I'm not going to waste my pick
watch
on
me I would. Stupid if I got a pick, I would use it right now because I don't want to.
No.
Anyway, that's fine.
If you get a pick, you can waste it.
Use it before the end of this alphabet because next wheel.
Yeah, that's true. There's a couple of. There's nothing in
there's
here.
There's not a whole lot after you. I'm not saying there's a lot in here. but there's not a whole lot after you.
So there's a lot still in W that's interesting.
That's fine. All right, spend one more time. Bypass Sean's choice. We got Upate?
Upate.
Upate?
Upate! You party.
Find out. Let me see. Yes.
Not you. 10 episodes.
Action comedy. 10 episodes. That's not terrible.
Not terrible, no.
The cover art is a bunch of, I would say, middle schoolers, but who knows, girls in their school outfits jumping with a lot of leg being shown. And with an assault rifle.
I'm getting very Battleship Girls feel.
I'm getting, yes, but I'm getting, like, more badass middle schoolers use guns.
Oh, no. Read it. Read it.
Funko, Ichiroku, Iru, Shigu, normal elementary school girls.
Elementary.
There you go. That's way too much leg, like, for anything under, like, 17. Really 18. I'm not trying
to come on as a pedophile. So elementary, what's that, 10? 12?
11. My son is in 4th grade, and 5th grade is the highest elementary goes. Some schools are only 4th, so 11 and 12 at most. Maximum.
Go ahead. Elementary girls.
In a normal school, except that is a weapons school. And, comma, oh, well, I'm sorry, let's start this over. There's a lot of commas. Funko, comma, Ichiroku, comma, Iru, comma, Shigu, comma, normal elementary school girls in a normal school, comma, except that is a weapon school, comma, end, comma, in, comma, fact, comma, they are all weapons. What is with all those commas?
See? It is Battleship Girls. Because they're
are weapons.
Yep, they are weapons.
Man, you got it. Upate, I can't know how to pronounce it, is a slice of life story revolving around the lives of several middle school girls, or elementary apparently, and their school adventures. The fact that the girls happen to be
anthropomorphizations.
What the fuck?
It's like humanized versions of something like
a real military assault rifles means the series centers around the analogizing of rifle components to body parts, while the relatively strengths and weaknesses of the particular weapons are portrayed as personality traits. Even as the show provides the viewer with lessons on modern combat arms, I'm going to be critical because I like guns.
I can almost guarantee you this started out as a dating sim because.
Oh, that's funny.
Because I know for a fact, because I did the research, Battleship Girls was based on a dating sim.
Oh, that would be funny. You should do that on this one. I'm going to be critical. I like guns. So if the girl with a nasty attitude is a 50 caliber, she needs to be big and muscly.
So how likely is it that a girl can be a gun?
I mean, it's not likely. But we're talking in the context of this anime.
On the bright side? It's only 10 episodes.
That's only 10.
On the bad side, it's got that Beth comedy tag, even though the last one was funny. This one's probably not going to be.
Watch the, each episode be an hour.
Ugh, no. That's going to be normal.
All right, guys.
Upate.
Next episode. See ya.
Bye.